scored every corner. Eh?
Yeah.
Minus the US, they've scored in every game, their first or second penalty corner. Mm-hmm. Every single game. We got one corner, one goal.
Yeah.
Which is a big plus for us, because in the past we had difficulty scoring corners. Now we can score corners.
Mm-hmm.
So. Well, from this tournament, I think one of the things needs to do, I mean, our history coming into the tournament wasn't very great. We had played no matches as a team coming into the tournament. We had two warm-up matches before the start of the tournament, and we continued to build as the tournament go along. We had 6 months of preparation, which didn't go well at all, because we had seven girls who were based outside of Trinidad. They came back for the summer. They trained for a couple months, and the most important period in preparing a team, which is the last 6 to 8 weeks, they had to go again. So we basically got them a couple days before the start of the tournament. And I think that took away from the strength of the team, and we had to now get a cohesiveness as the tournament go along. And sometimes it's difficult. For us, I think it's a good unit. They're very coachable. They want to do well. I think they have done the best that they could have did in the tournament, taking into consideration the circumstances of having even played a match together. And we have some strong players, and hopefully some of them will go on to the senior team. We have some very young players, two at 15 years old, three at 15 years old, another two or three at 16 years old, so they would be definitely prepared to play in the next tournament. It's just a matter of how we manage at home our youth programs, in terms of not waiting 6 months before a tournament, and a tournament that you know about 4 years ago, 4 years in advance, to start putting together a team. And I think it takes away from the performance. Because in five months or 6 months, the among these players have grown, in particular the young ones. I could well imagine 2 years before they would have definitely been able to put up a good fight in the top four. Yeah, I will definitely be at the Junior World Cup. I would definitely encourage the younger players, because one of the things they need to do is they need to see more international matches outside of Trinidad. And if they don't, then they can only rely on the coach's knowledge or try to have an imagination. And I think at this level of the sport, imagination is not enough. You have to be able to see your opposition, see other players, and how they perform the skills and the speed of the game and what is needed to play at this level. I would really hope that you can put your comments today online so that members of our public, our fraternity, can hear that Trinidad and Tobago played their best and they didn't disappoint.